Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Good morning, and welcome to The Weekly Option. I'm your host, Eric. This is episode number 15 on Saturday, June the 23rd, 2018. Hope you guys had a great week, and I'm all ready for this show. Got some ups and some downs, much like the market this week. I think the biggest economic news of the week was on tariffs. Many of our trade partners, like Europe and China, actually levied retaliatory tariffs on American goods, so it definitely had a lower effect on the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the week 509 points lower, closing at 24,580. Similarly, the S&P 500 index fell roughly 25 points on the week. So we always look at earnings. Earnings for this upcoming week is going to be pretty low, but we'll hear from Monsanto on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll hear from several different retailers, Pier 1 Imports, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Nike, and then we'll also hear from General Mills, the big food conglomerate. And on Thursday, we'll hear from the consulting firm Accenture. So should be a slow week on earnings, but given all the news, both economics and political, that's been happening, I'm sure it'll be a fun week nonetheless. And just know that, you know, some of our trades, all of our trades and options are affected by changes in volatility. So all of this sort of randomness, good and bad sometimes in the market, can create opportunities for us to make trades that end up being profitable. So volatility certainly is not always a bad thing. That's it. Let's take a look at the trades we put on last week. We'll start off with the covered calls. And we looked at Wells Fargo last week. The stock was priced at $54.98. So we looked at selling the July 57 half call option for 57 cents against the stock that we owned. Wells Fargo stock fell $1.04 over the week. So the option we sold, the July 57 half call, fell 21 cents. So that's great. But of course, we took a dollar loss on our stock. So what I would do is buy that call in for 36 cents, locking in our 21 cents gain on the option. Then I would look at selling the July 54 call, which is the at-the-money call option right now. You can sell that for $1.47. So that gives us a total return now of $1.47 in the option, plus the possibility of 6 cents stock gain and a 6 cents gain in the stock. And I say 6 cents gain because stock currently is $53.94. So we're selling the 54 strike, so we would pick up 6 cents in that stock. Plus, we locked in 21 cents on the option that we sold and bought in for the week. So between the $1.47 we'll collect in premium for the option, the 6 cents gain in the stock, and then the 21 cents we locked in over the last week, that's a total of $1.75. Now, of course, we'd have to subtract the $1.04 that we've lost in the stock already. So that would leave us with a gain of 71 cents per share, which isn't too bad. In real terms, of course, that's $71 of profit per 100 shares that you own, assuming you sell one option for every 100 share lot that you have. Now, by rolling down the strike, meaning we bought in our original 57 half strike option, and then we're going to sell the 54 strike option, thus moving our short strike closer to the current level of the strike, we give ourselves the best chance to lock in a winning trade overall. So if you really aren't trying to exit the Wells Fargo stock, you can sell another out-of-the-money option like the 54 half strike or the 55 strike call option against the stock too. Either way, rolling the strike down allows you to capture the profit on the first option we sold and reestablish another position that will allow you to bring in more premium, you know, more collect more premium, and creating a buffer against any additional loss in the stock that you may end up taking. So the danger, of course, in covered call trades is not in the options so much. It's in the stock that you own. So when stock goes lower, you still take a loss. So what we're doing right now with rolling the strike down is recovering from the loss that we took in the stock and trying to make sure that we turn it into an overall gain on the trade. So last week, we on the credit spread, we sold the 95.97.5 call spread on Darden Restaurant, symbol D as in dog, R as in Richard, I as in Isaac. We sold that ahead of their earnings. So spoiler alert, I lost money on this trade. Consider this a warning for price volatility that can happen around earnings, right? I mentioned that just a few minutes ago. So ultimately, I wish I'd bought this spread instead of selling it, and that happens, but I've gotten ahead of myself. So let's take a look at the trade. We sold this $2.50 wide spread for 80 cents, leaving us with a maximum loss of $1.70. The stock finished up almost $14 after earnings on Thursday. So needless to say, our out of the money call spread, which we sold for 80 cents, is now deep in the money. So that leaves us with a loss of $1.70 per spread, or in real terms, we lost $170 per spread. I would typically look at selling a put spread against this, or even selling another out of the money call spread. However, now that the stock is trading for higher than $100, all the strikes around it are $5 apart now. So rather than selling a $2.50 wide spread, you'd be looking at a $5 spread. And the spreads right now are not currently priced at a level that makes it worth putting on additional risk on this particular stock. So honestly, I'm going to walk away. I'll just take the loss and move on to the next trade. You don't even have to close out this trade. It will, in fact, if you try to close out right now, just crossing the bid ask spread on that 95.97.5 call spread would actually be at $3 on a $2.50 wide spread. So we don't do that. Walk away, let this thing expire. Again, the beauty of putting on spread trades is that we know right from the start what our maximum loss is going to be and our maximum gain. So we'll take the loss there. And the last trade we'll discuss from last week is our debit spread. So for our debit spread, we bought the 62.5/65 call spread on Carnival Cruise Lines. At the time, the stock was trading $65.18, and this also was ahead of earnings. We paid $1.75 per spread, hoping to capture the full $2.50 value per spread, right? So there's another 75 cents that we were hoping to gain in this. Well, as of market close on Friday, the stock fell $1.65 for the week, lowering the value of our debit spread to $1.10. So remember, we sold it for $1.75. So as of today, we have lost 65 cents on the spread that we bought. Now, you can sell another spread against it, or roll the strike down by buying that 65 strike in and selling a lower strike like the 64 or the 63 half. You'll bring in some additional premium, thus lowering your overall loss and limiting the maximum payoff that's possible for this trade. But right now, the stock is right in the middle. The stock right now is priced $63.53. So it's in between our strikes for the 62.5/65 call. It also had a nice move on Friday. So it finished, it moved up almost a dollar on the day on Friday. So I wouldn't change this spread at all. In fact, I'm going to stay in it. I would sit still and see if the stock recovers. If it recovers back to being above $65 per share over the next 4 weeks. So remember, you know, these are all July trades. So we have 4 weeks left before expiration. So let's hope that they have some strong cruise sales and definitely no hurricane news before options expiration on July 20th. Otherwise, that trade, we'll be looking for an exit, or really more of an addition than an exit. I like trying to find other ways to lock in a profit on my option trades. So that brings up the trades for this week. As usual, I'll be covering or discussing a covered call, a credit spread, and a debit spread. So if you're new to this podcast, there are videos on our YouTube channel, or you can just go to our website, theweeklyoption.com, and there's a video page that also shows our 5 and 5 option trading training. It's 5 videos that are roughly 5 minutes each. Actually, it's 6 because I included an intro video. And as well, I think 2 of the videos go to 6 minutes instead of 5 minutes. But in general, you can watch these videos and have a really quick and basic understanding of the spreads that I'm discussing each week. So I don't want these to be unattainable or out of reach for people to understand. It's very simple, and I speak about these trades in a simple manner. And if you watch those videos, you'll definitely have a better understanding of what I'm talking about. And also, you can always hop onto something as simple as like finance.yahoo.com, you know, the finance page for Yahoo, and you can validate, you can see all the prices that I'm talking about here and follow along with me each week. That would be great, because that would let me know that you guys are learning. And you also, of course, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. So let's start off with our covered call this week. I'm looking at Marathon Oil, symbol MRO, Mary Richard Oscar. So assuming you own stock or want to buy stock right now is trading $21.48. I'm going to look at selling essentially the at-the-money call, the July 22 call. So July 22 strike call, we're going to sell that and collect 68 cents. So between the move that you would get in the stock going up to $22 and the money that we collect, the 68 cents for selling that option, we'd have a total return of about $1.20, which would be roughly 5.5% return over the next 4 weeks. So we'll see how that goes over the next week. The next trade we're looking at is the credit spread. Since my credit spread on Darden went so poorly last week that I didn't even want to give you additional trading options, additional adjustments, I decided to provide 2 credit spreads this week. The first one's going to be on Microsoft, symbol MSFT. Of course, that's one of the most well-known companies in the world, so most likely if you guys follow equities at all, you know the symbol there. But Microsoft right now is trading around $100.41. I think that was the close on Friday. I'm looking at selling the July call spread, the 102-103 call spread, collecting 34 cents credit, and knowing that that spread has a maximum value of $1. So my maximum loss is 66 cents. So collecting 34 cents, risking 66 cents, that's roughly a 34% return on that possible gain of $1, total value of $1. Also creates a nice little buffer for a stock move as well. And my second credit spread that I'm looking at is on the triple Qs. I love trading ETFs. Aside from my very first year trading, most of the other time that I spent trading was not in equities, was actually trading equity ETFs. So these smaller indexes that try to replicate the returns of groups or bundles of equities, but tends to have more industry exposure and less individual company exposure. So looking at the triple Qs, which is the ETF for the NASDAQ index, they finished on Friday, closed on Friday at $175.32, $175.32 a share. I'm looking at selling the July 177.5-178 call spread. I'm going to collect 20 cents, and this spread has a maximum value of 50 cents. So my maximum loss there will be 30 cents. And that really is it. It should be a nice looking return, you know, possibility of a 40% return on 50 cents of risk over the next few weeks, 4 weeks. So again, that's one of the things I like about the spreads. We know right off the bat, our maximum gain, of course, is the money that we collect when we sell the spread. Maximum loss is going to be the difference between the total spread value and the amount of money we bring in. So our debit spread for the week, this will be our final trade number 4 for this week. We're looking at American Airlines. I could talk all day about how it feels sometimes to be a consumer of American Airlines, but that's not the topic today. Today we are looking at a debit spread. American Airlines finished for $41.35. I'm actually looking at a put spread. So this is an in-the-money put spread. The 42.5 put spread. I'm going to buy it for 33 cents, knowing that it has a total value of 50 cents. So I'm looking at gaining 17 cents on my money, or roughly a 51% return on the amount of money I'm having to risk or lay out there for this trade. So maximum loss again is 33 cents, the amount of money we paid for the spread. Maximum gain is that 17 cents, which is the difference between the total spread value of 50 cents and the amount of money that I took in, which is 33 cents. So that's it for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you're following along. Of course, feel free to email me if you have any questions. Eric@theweeklyoption.com, and I look forward to hearing from you or having you join me next week as I discuss the results of these trades. So fingers crossed, I need a good week. Let's go out there and make some money. Hey, happy trading. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.